A two-month ceasefire in Yemen between Houthi rebels and the Saudi-led coalition is the most significant breakthrough in years. Some flights from Sana'a Airport are allowed under the deal, and fuel imports can reach Houthi-held areas.
A halt to the fighting, coupled with the entry of full ships and the easing of restrictions on the movement of people and goods in, out, and within the country, will contribute to building trust and creating a conducive environment to resume negotiations for a peaceful settlement of the conflict.
The truce coincides with the start of the holy month of Ramadan. It's the most important step in years towards ending a conflict that's killed tens of thousands of people and pushed millions into hunger.
I think it's just strategic exhaustion. The Houthis for a long time had felt that it was just an inevitable, their success was inevitable, but they had a huge setback in Marib, which had been besieged for, you know, over a year. So I think that both sides kind of realized, you know, this war is not going the way we want to. Maybe we're going to have to settle for half a loaf.
Attacks between Houthis and the coalition escalated recently when a Saudi oil facility was hit by Houthis last week. Riyadh struck back. Some believe the war has become unwinnable. The last coordinated ceasefire was in 2016. Other peace agreements have led to failure.
It's a step forward, but we don't know, you know, if the ceasefire will hold. Time will tell. But in any case, it's a step in the right direction. And I must say, it took 7 long years for this truce to be agreed on. It's extraordinary.
A conflict widely seen as a proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Iran has devastated Yemen. The UN special envoy says the two-month truce could be extended if both parties agree. A sign of hope after years of fighting. Katia Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.